your pew Bible to whatever the bulletin tells you to. To Luke 19, 1 to 10. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word leads us and guides us. Your word lets us know that you have us ever upon your heart and mind. You want us to know more about you. And we pray that our ears and hearts are open to hear you and to see you and to draw closer to you. Thank you for this wonderful show of grace. We pray also that the message which is given after the reading of the word is also used for you and you alone. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 19, 1 to 10. As I'd already mentioned, it is about Zacchaeus. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Story of Zacchaeus. This is what we're on, the fifth Sunday of Lent. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, so we're moving right along. And we're continuing our theme of Lent, which is Jesus as the harbinger of change. Meaning, it seems that wherever Jesus went, change seemed to follow. Christ was not about keeping status quo, but changing it to better reflect the economy of the coming kingdom, which he was proclaiming. This is another time of change. And Jesus' ministry, the story that we just read. Now, a bit about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a child of Abraham, an Israelite, a Jew. But he kind of sold out. He was seen as a sellout, a tax collector, who would collect taxes for the Roman Empire. And when, back in those days, it was extremely common practice for the tax collectors to change the weights a bit in order to be better compensated themselves. Well, they would give the taxes to the Roman Empire for sure, but they made sure that what the Roman Empire asked for, the Roman Empire got. However, when he asked for the taxes from the people, he asked for a bit more so that he can pad his own wallet. And so the tax collectors weren't exactly well-liked, I guess. And we can relate to that. Not that we are really, not that we really think our tax collectors are corrupt or anything like that, but how many of you are really excited come this time of year to pay your taxes? I mean, how many of you say, you know, boy, praise God for this time of year. I just love paying my taxes. It's just wonderful. Most aren't. And the tax collectors ended up with that day and age taking it to an all new low. So one thing, though, that the people did like about Zacchaeus is that they were short. He was short. And being short, you know, they tried to stick it to him as best as they could. And in this case, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. So the crowd would line up along the street to see Jesus because they knew that Jesus was going to pass that way. And everyone's lining up, and Zacchaeus comes along, and he wants to see Jesus. And Zacchaeus taps on the person in front of him and says, "Could you please move so that I can see Jesus?" Do you think that that person's going to say, "Oh yeah, it's Zacchaeus. Yeah, absolutely, here, stand in front of me." No, absolutely not. He just broadens his shoulders, sticks his arms out, makes sure his elbows are extra pointy, and says, absolutely not, you're not passing my way. And of course, everyone else does that. So Zacchaeus, probably used to treatment like this, runs on ahead, climbs up a tree so that he can better see Jesus. Jesus sees Zacchaeus and says, Zacchaeus, come on down, I'm going to stay at your home. I've been wondering, though, what did Zacchaeus expect to see? What was his expectations of Jesus? Zacchaeus is a man who spent his life looking out for number one, looking out for himself. He sees or hears about this man of great power, man who of great influence. Maybe it's just curiosity. Maybe he was hoping that Jesus would be a short man just like him. Who knows? Just curious to see Christ. But he made himself available to seeing Jesus, but only on his own terms. It's in a tree, at arm's length, and just out of curiosity. Jesus, however, being Jesus, tends to take what we give him and then goes a bit further with it. The title of today's sermon is, If You Give an Inch. Do you know that old saying? How does it finish? That's right, if you give an inch, take a mile. Now, that saying is oftentimes given as a warning, isn't it? You know, be careful about giving an inch because it'll take a mile. And that's kind of the saying is kind of said in a way as what not to do. In other words, don't give an inch because then people will end up taking a mile. Or be warned, if you end up giving just a little bit, they'll ask for a whole lot. You know, I love this saying because Jesus seems to take this saying and turn it on its head and say, it's exactly what you should do. It's exactly the way to live. You remember the Jesus teachings on how you love your enemy? If your enemy smacks you on one side of the cheek, do what? If your enemy asks you to walk a mile with them, go 2 miles. If your enemy asks for a shirt, give them your coat. Give your enemy an inch and then gladly give him a mile. Jesus was all about that, about giving of oneself. And what's wonderful about this is Jesus himself, in giving himself an inch, he also gave a mile. This story is wonderful because it's all about inches and miles. When Jesus saw Zacchaeus, who was only willing to give himself an inch, climb up in the tree and see Jesus, Jesus took that opportunity and took all of Zacchaeus. Saw Zacchaeus standing up there and said, Zacchaeus, I need you to come down here because now we teach our children to be polite. And one day Jonathan wanted to sleep over a friend's house, so he said, Dad, can I call my friend and invite myself to sleep over his house? Right? Well, we teach our kids not to do that because we think that's rude. Jesus did exactly that. Zacchaeus, come down here because I'm going to stay at your house all day today. You know, I mean, Zacchaeus didn't sweep. Zacchaeus didn't get anything ready. Who knows if Zacchaeus has enough food? Jesus doesn't give a hoot. He's going to stay over Zacchaeus' house anyway. He's invited himself in. Zacchaeus gave him an inch by being up in the tree, and Jesus took the entire mile. Now, people didn't like this. Maybe they thought it was rude. Maybe they thought Jesus should have called ahead of time. The real problem was that they couldn't imagine Jesus, who claimed himself to be the Son of God, or at least this holy man who taught with authority by the Spirit of God, would ever want to stay over Zacchaeus' house. They thought that was weird, because Zacchaeus was a well-known sinner, and a well-known cheat, and a well-known liar. And they grumbled. But because Jesus was willing to give Zacchaeus an inch, by Zacchaeus having the opportunity to accept Jesus' invitation, rude though it may seem, Zacchaeus ended up taking the mile himself by saying, Lord, this day I give half of my wealth and I pay back 4 times anyone that I've cheated. One would imagine there might go his other half. Sometimes we're afraid to give the inch because we're afraid what might come next. But Jesus loved that extra mile. For it was in that extra mile that the Holy Spirit worked and surprising things happened. If Jesus had never went out on a limb himself and invited himself to Zacchaeus' house, never showed the interest in a person that other people ignore, life wouldn't have been changed. If Jesus himself wouldn't have called Paul, who was a well-known murderer and hater of the church, our lives would have never been affected. Because that murderer and well-known hater of the church took the mile, and his life was changed. Maybe in our own lives, we could give more inches, hoping that miles be taken. Or maybe in our own lives, when Jesus gives us a single opportunity to serve him in some sort of odd capacity that we never see ourselves in, whether it be saying hi to a complete stranger, whether it be teaching Sunday school or filling in for a class that we feel totally ill-prepared for, or maybe it would be serving on a committee, or maybe it would just be going to church that one Sunday when we just don't feel like it. We can see how Jesus takes that one little inch and turns it into a blessed mile, turns it into a journey that we've never expected, because Christ has a way of doing that. Last week I was called to task, and I thanked the person for that because I forgot to give you a challenge, or a Lenten challenge last week. So today I'm going to give you two. So for the week, here's your Lenten challenge. When the opportunity arises, I challenge you to give more inches. If you are at home and you have something that needs done and you feel comfortable doing it yourself, ask someone else to do it. Give them the opportunity to step up. Or if someone's coming to you and asking you to do something, go ahead and give that inch and give it a shot. I also challenge you this. Go that mile. If someone asks you to do something, whatever it is, try to do a little bit more than they ask. If someone gives you the opportunity to give or to be with them, or if someone comes to you with a problem and you have the answer that will get them away the quickest, maybe give them the answer that will keep them around a little bit longer. It's not easy because we feel our time is precious, but our time is what God gives to us. And giving that to others is giving that mile that creates the groundwork to be blessed all the more and in surprising ways. Because Zacchaeus certainly was, and we see how his life was changed because of it. And we praise God for that. Let us stand together and sing our next hymn, which is "Just As I Am Without One Plea," page 357. Stand.